I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're going to go to AccuWeather's World Headquarters meteorologist, Joe Lundberg. Good morning, Joe.
Hello there. Good morning, Larry.
So today, tomorrow, we're going to deal with this excessive heat again, but we are going to get a break, I see, for the weekend. So let's walk us through the afternoon today.
I think today it's mostly quiet with sunshine and some clouds. I think there'll be some buildups over the Laurels. You know, you may see a couple of spotty thundershowers there, but I think in and around the city we're in good shape. But it's still going to be hot, and when you combine the heat with the sunshine and the humidity, it's going to drive AccuWeather real field temperatures up toward 100. And there's really not going to be an awful lot of wind either, you know, to kind of stir the atmosphere up. So just going to feel kind of stuffy today.
And then tomorrow will be transition day, especially in the afternoon. Behind it, though, a break.
There's definitely a break. Tomorrow's still going to be hot and humid. There could be a stray afternoon thunderstorm. The front itself is not going to reach us until we get to Thursday, but with that front moving in from the north and west, I think it's going to lead to some showers and a thunderstorm. There could be some downpours around Thursday afternoon and into Thursday night, so keep that in mind. If you've got some travel plans or activities that you've got planned, I think Thursday afternoon and evening is going to be the worst of it in terms of the rain. That'll keep temperatures around 80 for a high or so, and the humidity is still going to be high. But then the drier air gradually takes over. We start with clouds Friday. By day's end, we're seeing some sun. We stay in the 70s. And the weekend just looks spectacular. Sunny skies Saturday and Sunday. It's probably going to be fog in the morning, but afternoon should be nice and sunny and very, very comfortable.
And for the record, meteorologist Joe Lundberg, spectacular is not a word you use lightly.
No, it's not. I don't throw that around very often, but I think it's going to be that nice for the bulk of the weekend with sunshine, no heat, no humidity, and no rain.
Good deal. Appreciate the update, Joe. Thanks.
You're welcome. Take care.
Stay cool and hydrated.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.